A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, December the 20th, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And amongst our top stories this evening, the Women's Health Alliance says 2015 has been a successful year for them as they were able to help a lot of women suffering from obstetric fistula.
Currently, we were holding a campaign in Tinoi from the 17th of November till the referendum until the 11th of December. In that period, we operated on 59 women actually, which were suffering from obstetric fistula.
Some Zimbabweans in South Africa say the fall of the rand and the tough conditions at the border may limit them from travelling home this Christmas. And women's rights activists are commending the lawmaker Priscilla Musiairambi Mishonga's move advocating for the establishment of suitable facilities accommodating breastfeeding mothers while attending to business in Parliament. And Mushonga says this should be done in other workplaces too. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. The Women's Health Alliance says 2015 has been a successful year for them as they were able to help a lot of women suffering from obstetric fistula. Obstetric fistula is a disease that affects a lot of women following complicated childbirth. Priscilla Mabande tells us more on a clinic that just ended last week in Chinoi.
Currently, we were holding a campaign in Chinoi from the 17th of November till the referendum until the 11th of December. In that period, we operated on 59 women, actually, which were suffering from obstetric fistula. We operated on 50 VVF, 9 RRVF, and all these women have been healed and are now successfully being discharged and going home. We still do have some women in hospital who are recovering, but all the operations were successful and we're calling it 100% success rate for this campaign.
As you look at 2015, what would you say have been the major highlights? Because we saw a lot of women coming through who had not heard about this disease. But what would you say has been the major highlight for you as an organization?
As Women and Health Alliance, our organization feels that three major things have happened for us and for the women of Zimbabwe. The first being that the media has welcomed the challenge to end obstetric fistula. We've had a lot of cooperation and assistance from people like yourself, with a lot of our clients, which is the women who suffer from obstetric fistula, actually telling us that they heard about the program on Voice of America. They recognized the conditions and identified a relative and brought her to us. The second major thing which has happened is having the women themselves find the confidence and courage in themselves to come forward and receive treatment. Because a lot of these women stay at home and imagine that they're a lost cause, but now they are finding the courage to step forward and be counted among those women who are suffering from obstetric fistula. The third major achievement we have had is that we have realized the partnership between ourselves and the United Nations Population Fund, as well as Minister of Health and Child Care. And this has given us leverage not only to reach out to more women, but to also expand from that the fistula operations themselves, which are a remedy, including now the education aspects and how we can prevent this. So those are the three major achievements we can say were the highlights for our 2015 year.
And also, just going back to the disease itself, some may be listening for the first time and I've heard you speak about fistula. What is it?
Obstetric fistula is a condition whereby a woman ruptures her bladder or her rectum and it becomes a connection between the two into her vagina, leaving her incontinent of feces or urine. And this is a result of a difficult childbirth, whereby during labor there can be complications like that. Mainly when a woman gives birth without the attention of medical care, or when she receives medical care at a later stage in her labor.
What does 2016 look like for you and for the women out there? What can they expect? When is your next clinic?
So what we're looking for in 2016 is that we're going to help more women. We are currently talking about a 5-year plan with our partners to end obstetric fistula, and we will be holding a campaign within the first quarter of 2016. So we're encouraging anyone and everyone who has a relative, a friend, a mother, a sister that you know with this condition, tell them that help is out there and we are still very much around to help the women of Zimbabwe.
How can they reach your organization if they know somebody or they are affected by obstetric fistula?
They can send the message, please call me on 0782-640-840. I'll repeat the number, 0782-640-840. Everything is free for the women. We just want to assist them to live a better and productive life.
That was Priscilla Mabande of the Women's Health Alliance in Chinoyi. Some Zimbabweans in South Africa say the fall of the rand and tough conditions at the border may limit them from travelling home this Christmas. We hear from one of those who won't be making it home this holiday.
Yeah, my name is Joseph Luayo. I'm staying in Mafikeng, South Africa, northwest province. In Zimbabwe, I am coming from Mashingo in Bikita district. No, for me, it's just only because I'm doing just my self-employed. Sometimes I can get some jobs, but sometimes it will be tough.
And are you going home for the holidays, the Christmas holidays?
No, I'm not going to Christmas because things at the border is not good because of the South African border. They are just looking for some other people who don't have some permits. If you don't have a permit, it's a problem.
So do you yourself have a permit?
Yeah, me, I have a permit, yes.
So why are you then scared to go home?
For me, it was only I have some jobs. You know, if you are doing the so self-employed, if you get some jobs for like this time is Christmas, you know, many people, they are just coming in to their home from their work. So you can get a lot of job by this time at Christmas. So I was thinking it's better to wait by this time because if you look at next month, January, February, March, there's no job.
And do you have a family? If so, how big is your family?
I've got just one children and my wife only, including my mother.
So are they going for Christmas?
Yeah, my wife, she's going to Christmas with my daughter, my children.
Also, you were talking about the border. What have you heard? What is coming out of the border? What have you heard?
Yeah, there's someone who went by that side of Beitbridge border. So they just say if you don't have a permit, he didn't explain me nicely, but he says it was tough to pass by that border of South Africa.
Do you have any people that you would like to greet for Christmas? You can go ahead.
I can just greet my mother. She's staying in Mashingo in Pika district. I also greet my sister. She's staying in Harare. And also I'm greeting my the young sister of my mother. She's staying in Mount Darwin. Those are the people who I want to greet, sir.
And what are you hoping for next year, 2016?
Yeah, by next year, I don't have hope because things in South Africa, it's coming bad. It's not like the time we started to work here, it was better than now. Because even those people, the South African citizens, they are complaining about us. say those Zimbabweans, they are just take our jobs. So it's many times they are always have some arguments with us.
That was Joseph Liwayo, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. Women's rights activists are commending lawmaker Priscilla Musiairambwe Mushonga's move advocating for the establishment of suitable facilities accommodating breastfeeding mothers while attending to business in Parliament. Mushonga says this should be implemented in other workplaces too. Mushonga shocked other parliamentarians last week when she brought a baby to attend a session, prompting the Speaker of the House to declare that they would make places available for breastfeeding lawmakers in future. Lawmaker Priscilla Musiairambwe Mushonga tells us more on her reaction to the move.
Priscilla Musiairambwe, an MP for Mushonga. My quick reaction is that I was actually impressed by the Speaker's reform. He actually gave a commitment that the transition before we leave the new parliament, they'll try and see what they will do to make those spaces where they can be childcare. So I'm actually quite excited that it didn't take that long to persuade me. So he even went on to apologize that he had to ask me to leave the house. I'm quite happy that we have been able to move forward. But I think it also speaks to not just the women, not just in Parliament, all the other women that are in various workplaces. I think the idea is that anybody who is asking a woman to work needs to understand that this is a necessity, it has to be provided for. Because if it is not, then it makes it difficult for women involved politically. But I'm sure we can talk about women in all these other fields. How do you make it possible for women to continue to do the reproductive issues that are forced upon them, in fact, they don't choose to, are forced upon them. So how do we make sure that we create the necessary space? We have created in Parliament space for people with disabilities so that they can bring people that can assist them. I'm sure we should be able to do that for mothers with babies. And I'm glad that the reaction from the Speaker and from other members of Parliament was that this should take a minute to be dealt with as a matter of them.
That was lawmaker Priscilla Musiairambwe Mushonga in Harare. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Mekleo Mafumo, who is the Youth Advisor with the World Federation of United Nations Associations.
Well, thank you so much, Tsatenda.
Of course, Mekleo, we're talking as the year is rounding up at 2015. What's your take on the state of, the plight of youth within the country, looking at what has gone on this year?
Thank you so much for the question. I think 2015 has been a hectic year, especially for the youth in Zimbabwe, who have been waiting on promises that have been there, from the government earlier on during the elections, and they had promised what 2.2 million jobs were going to be created. So the year 2016 was actually a benchmark that most of the youth were actually looking at, to say they might probably get employment. But it was very tough because in those areas, nothing much was hardly achieved. And what we also witnessed was, as the youth were involved in many activities that were going out through the year, we look at health, we look at issue of financing, we look at the issue of economics, we look at the issue of sports. A lot of things have been happening, but when it comes to the implementation of all those things, nothing was actually tangible.
And you yourself, Mekleo, of course, are part of that segment of youth that have been on the forefront of dealing with so many different topics, different issues going on. What's your take about what other youth throughout Africa and throughout the world are saying about what's going on in their lives, but then also what's happening for Zimbabwean youth like yourself?
Most of the youth, I can actually say, maybe at the international and the African perspective, they're dealing mainly with issues that are affecting them. We look at some other youth I actually came across who are dealing with issues to do with humanitarian action. They're actually on the forefront, they're actually on the ground, pushing their respective governments, pushing their respective members of parliament to actually adopt a youth policy, to actually create space for other youth. So I'll use a certain example of our youth in Kenya who I've been working with recently. Most of them, they're actually on the ground, and most of them have been advocated into the same level, where they're actually now pushing for a youth voice and youth representation in most of their parliament. So for some countries, yes, it has worked, because the space has been there, it has been created for them. But for other youth, it still means the same thing, where we just talk about issues that affect us. You talk about HIV and AIDS, you talk about human rights, you talk about maybe economics, but we are actually affected by that. But when it comes to actually being at the forefront in those issues that are affecting us, that's where we are leaving behind. And that is.
In the work that you do in line with the humanitarian issues, what are you seeing is most affecting young people, in particular young Zimbabweans?
Yeah, I was actually having a discussion earlier on sometime last week about the issue of poverty. An analyst was actually saying that if a person cannot spend $25 a day, that person is regarded as poor. And when I read about that statement, and when I also looked at the United Nations Development Assistance Framework, the Zimbabwe document, I actually came to realize that most of the people, especially the youth in Zimbabwe, are not able to spend $25 per day. It's actually something that's very tough. And looking at the issue of poverty in Zimbabwe, if the margin continues in that momentum that is moving, actually 2016 promises to be very tough. We have to look at the late rains that have been coming and the issue of late farming that has been happening. It's also going to result in a negative manner, especially for 2016.
And McLeo, moving forward to 2016, you know, what are some of the things that you are hoping in Zimbabwe can be handled or taken care of to make it better for young Zimbabweans in the country?
I think one of the things that I've seen or that I've actually noticed or came to realize on the practice is 2016 gives us a new approach in terms of being able to implement things that we have said we are going to implement and avoid maybe too much talk shows. That is what I've seen, especially from the government, that they actually do the talk shows, telling us good things, telling us good ideas, telling us good initiatives, but the implementation is nothing. We look at maybe two issues that I can highlight. The post-conflict development agenda, according to the presentation that they did at the United Nations headquarters, they actually said they've engaged the youth are now at the forefront. And when it comes to 2016, January 1, that is when we are going to start the initial implementation of those SDGs. But we are too late, we still are waiting to see if that is going to be possible. If they actually follow all those issues that have been arranged in the agenda 2030, then I believe, yes, it might be positive.
And on that note, McLeo, I want to say thank you and also wish you a very happy holiday. And thank you for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sabina.
That was McLeo Mafumo, Youth Advisor with the World Federation of United Nations Association, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next week.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. Now to recap on today's top stories. The Women's Health Alliance says 2015 has been a successful year for them as they were able to help a lot of women suffering from obstetric fistula. And some Zimbabweans in South Africa say the fall of the rand and tough conditions at the border may limit them from traveling home this Christmas. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, December 20th, 2015. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.